It's a Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller. And this week, in person, filling in for Dr. Eller, is Crimson Jeffers. Crimson, good morning.
Good morning. I might be here in person, but I could never fill those shoes completely.
I know, right? That's true. Big shoes to fill, but she is on the phone with us.
She is joining us. She is out of town at a conference, but she said that this was too important to miss.
Yes. Dr. Eller, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the wonderful technology that allows me to be there, even though I'm not in person. I feel like I'm right in the room anyway, so thank you for making that happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you for delegating Crimson to be here on your behalf as well. I know these are important times you like to be here for when it comes to talking with other members of your team. And Crimson, of course, is doing a great job of that here today. Yeah. Y'all, what are we here doing today specifically? Because I know that this is a big honor for the wonderful woman that is sitting across from the table from us today, Miss April Clifton. Tell us about her.
So Miss April Clifton is our Elementary Teacher of the Year, and we are so excited to get to know her and get to talk about her story and celebrate her and her accomplishments.
And Dr. Eller, I know that this is something that is you're so proud of, to allow for these two individuals. Of course, Johnny Stafford, the Secondary Teacher of the Year we talked to last week, and now Miss April Clifton this week, the Elementary Teacher of the Year. These two go to the state level for the possibility of being a State Teacher of the Year, which is a huge honor.
Yes. So we wanted to make sure that we took the time to, one, highlight their accomplishments, but two, also give an opportunity for our stakeholders to really get to know, two of our phenomenal teachers that are in our district.
And so that's where we come to you, Miss April Clifton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you are, you teach third grade. ELA, English Language Arts. We were talking about this before. I've never heard it said like that. You know, it was just all, like, growing up, it was just English, right? But you were telling me about exactly what that is. Obviously, it's, all of the pieces coming together in the third grade world. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got here into education.
Okay. My story is a bit unique, not traditional. I did not like school. So to find myself in the position of being a teacher, it's actually, I don't know, the Lord had a plan, I guess. But I have four children, and as they started entering into the system, I started to volunteer as room mother and things of that nature. And, a couple of people were like, you should sub. And I was like, okay. So I started doing that. And then they were like, you really should apply, for like an instructional position, instructional assistant position. And I was like, okay. So I did do that. I started, I guess, in 2015 as an instructional assistant. And at the time, we had these small group push-in to support, like, foundational skills of reading. And so I was paired up with another certified person, and we went into different classrooms from kindergarten to second grade. And we worked with small groups of students who were needing support in foundational areas of reading. And I just remember being a student and also, having children and helping them at home and stuff, how difficult it is to learn to read. And my goodness, I can remember reading not coming very easy for me. And looking and seeing the students that were struggling and being able to relate to not getting it. And then just seeing the, proverbial light bulb go off, and then you know, after a certain amount of time, see them get that and then just fly, you know. I think literacy is a humongous, not humongous, it's a critical skill that we need to be able to be successful in life. And so if we're starting off struggling, you know, I think that it's very important that we do all that we can to support those students who are struggling, so that they can be successful in their lives as adults. I think I mentioned to you guys earlier that I was, my classroom was actually my first grade classroom.
Yeah, I love this. What a great story.
It's such a cool connection to be able to keep those roots and be in the classroom that you learned in and to be able to share that connection with your kids.
Right. So, you know, just to see myself back in a setting that I was already familiar with as a student, to be able to be in a different position, one, again, that I never thought I would find myself in, is very rewarding. And to be able to help students with learning to read, either through comprehension and understanding of that, or reinforcing those foundational areas that they need to continue to grow as they develop their literacy skills.
So one of the things, Crimson, that we were just talking about a little bit earlier, and Dr. Eller, if you wanted to chime in here as well, was the Literacy Act that yes. you were talking about. Kind of shed some light on that really quickly and why that's so important. And then I want to get, you know, April's take on it as well in the classroom.
So the Literacy Act, the Alabama Literacy Act, was created in 2019. And the idea behind it is that we get all of our children reading at or above a third grade reading level before they can move on into the fourth grade. Because if they can't read at that third grade level, then like Ms. Clifton said, they are kind of like at that foundation level, and we need them to rise above so that they can continue on into their education as they go forward.
Got it. Got it. So Dr. Eller, where do you as a superintendent implement this when it comes to day in and day out curriculum? How do you ensure that this is being done in the classroom?
Well, there are a couple of factors we had to put into play on the onset. One was making sure that we had high quality reading curriculum provided. And so that's the first thing that we did not long after I arrived, was adopted high quality reading curriculum that all of our teachers have, those resources to be able to teach from. That's the first thing we did. Second, of course, making sure that they received training, not only on how to implement that curriculum, but also in the science of reading. So we used a program called Letters. It's very extensive. There were modules that our teachers had to complete. I've gone through the letters training myself as a director in my previous district, because I'm of the belief that I can't ask you to do something that I'm not done myself. And so I knew how extensive the training was, but I also knew how beneficial it would be for our teachers to be equipped to do what they need to do. And so that's the second thing that we had to put in place, is really resourcing and equipping our teachers to do that. And it was a 2-year commitment to finish that letters training that our teachers had to make. That just shows their dedication. And the training was not done during school hours. Our teachers spent many, many hours on the evenings and weekends going through the training. But I think we're seeing the dividends of that now, because even last year, which was the first year of the Literacy Act really being in full effect, we had 0 children retained. Well, that's a testament to the work that our teachers do each and every day in our buildings. The third thing we had to do is we had to implement a summer literacy camp, where we do that and we invite those struggling readers to come in the summer. Once again, they receive high quality instruction from a certified teacher that's been trained to try to get them on that grade level where they need to be. And then we're so blessed with an instructional coach at Indian Valley and an instructional coach at Pinecrest, who their entire focus is literacy.
It's really incredible. I mean, it's a team effort all around. And I know Crimson just gave us background. Dr. Eller just kind of gave us the curriculum. In the classroom, you're on the front lines, April. You have to enforce what she's just saying. What is that like for you to ensure that these kids are getting exactly what they need? And how do you measure their success?
Well, I think that the first thing that I would say is that going through the letters training, which stands for Language Essentials for Teachers of Reading and Spelling, was just so imperative for us to have that training. It not only shows you how the different components of your brain processes written language and sounds and all the things, it just also provides you with I guess
data driven toolkit.
Yeah, data-driven evidence on, you know, how to support your children if they are struggling in certain areas. And we have a program that is, so along with the letters training that we received, that taught us what the science of reading says about how to teach children to read, complemented by the curriculum that we have that aligns with that science of reading, we are able to use a program called iReady, and students go on there and take what is called a diagnostic three different times throughout the year. So the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, and the end of the year, obviously. And we kind of go in and dig deep into the data. It is such a smart program. It can show you what standards these students, and it specifies them by name on, you know, what they are successful with, what they've already demonstrated that they have a mastery understanding of, or it can highlight those standards that they need, you know, more support in, and it also provides suggestions on pulling groups together to support those students through that. So data-driven for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it sounds incredible what you have to go through, and it's all for the kids. I mean, you know, Absolutely. It's you have to keep that in mind at the very forefront of everything, and you wouldn't be in the position that you're in if it wasn't for the kids. And of course, your peers are seeing the involvement that you have with these children in your everyday life. What does it mean to you to be honored in this way, to have this title of Elementary Teacher of the Year for the district?
Well, I mean, I'm very honored. I just know that we all work tremendously hard. So to feel, I guess, singled out is a little foreign to me, because I could not do it without the support of my administrators, my reading coach, Lindsay Kissick, and the other ELA teachers in the third grade. They're phenomenal, and we work well together as a team. And, you know, when one of us is, you know, not feeling our best, or, you know, we just pick up the areas that they need if they are out or whatever. So it's just a collaborative effort, but I'm extremely honored.
Well, I know that you have a lot of people that are proud of you, and I know Crimson's proud of you, and I know Dr. Eller is proud of you as well. And congratulations again, and good luck as you move towards the state level.
Thank
of
you.
This. That's going to be incredible.
Well, I really feel like Ms. Clifton's background and her, you know, what some would view as a non-traditional approach to coming into the classroom really is an asset on her behalf, seeing that need and taking on that need. I just so appreciate what she does each and every day for our students, and it's obvious her love for them, her passion for them. She's one of those teachers that is willing to try whatever she needs to try to reach those students. And to me, that's so encouraging to see. But she is correct. You know, her school there, you know, Pinecrest is like a family. And you know, and I feel like all of our schools are that way. And that's really what makes us successful, is having that family atmosphere in each of our buildings.
Yeah. Well, and you can see it in the room here. It's palpable. Yeah. If you were sitting here where I am, to know the feeling that you have, in the school system. So, we're so grateful that we're able to highlight these efforts and, these accolades. So, Ms. April Clifton, thank you so much for being here. Absolutely. And, Dr. Eller, thank you for making this possible as well. And, Crimson, thank you for being here. What have we missed? We know senior night was Monday night.
Yes, senior night for basketball was on Monday. So we're super excited that we get the opportunity to celebrate our student athletes. But we would be remiss if we didn't get to talk about our boys basketball team. And right now they are the overall Talladega County champions. We are so proud of them as they continue their effort.
Coach Jones has done a great job this year. And we're just so thrilled at their accolades and their record, and looking forward to the area tournament happening here very, very soon.
Yes. So that we can,
just to give you a little background on Coach Jones, you know, he coached a lot of these boys when they were in the rec league as young boys. So I just think it's so neat that he's watched them grow up, and now he has the opportunity to be their varsity coach and really take our basketball team to that next level.
Absolutely.
So since we're headed to the area tournament, there's still plenty of chances to get out and cheer on the Aggies.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. Well, cool. Well, we're going to wrap it up here. And Dr. Eller, thank you so much for being a part of this morning. Enjoy the conference that you are at and presenting at, and enjoy the weather where you are. I'm sure it's very pretty on the beach.
I'm close to your neck of the woods, aren't I?
Yes.
Michael.
always a good excuse to go down to the beach if you're going to be going to a conference. I have to give you credit.
Yes. Well, I was very honored that we were asked to present about our teacher leadership program, our TOPS program, and I know we've talked about that program before on your show. But we are presenting at the Alabama Association for Supervisor and Curriculum Development, and this is the state conference. And so it was exciting that other districts wanted to hear what we were doing and the benefits of it. And so always great to highlight the wonderful things that we're doing in Sylacauga.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're so thrilled about it. All right. Well, hey, that concludes this episode of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent. Miss April Clifton, thank you for being here again. Crimson, thanks for filling in for Dr. Eller in person. And Dr. Eller, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you again for making it happen.
Absolutely. Go Aggies.
Go Aggies.
That's right. Go Aggies.